The following is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
Good heavens. 15-year anniversary, Greg. How you doing?
I am doing pretty good. And hey, check this out, man. I have got a special message from our buddy, Joe Weaver, out there
in
Florida.
Tampa. Yes, 860. Well, let's play it.
This is Joe Weaver, Operations Manager and Program Director for AM 860 The Answer in Tampa and AM 930 The Answer in Sarasota. Want to wish Mark Walters, my good friend, a happy 15-year anniversary being on the radio. When I took over this position 13 years ago, the very first program that I put on these radio stations was Armed American Radio. And for the entire time that I've been here, Armed American Radio has been heard at 8 p.m. on both of these stations in Tampa and Sarasota. Mark, so proud of you. So happy for you. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. You're doing really important work, and we wish you all the best. And I'm really excited for the future of the program, and I'm looking forward to celebrating another 15 years when you'll be celebrating your 30th anniversary on the air when that time comes. God bless you, brother, and keep up the great work.
Oh, wow. Joe Weaver down in Tampa, Florida. Greg, I know you work with Joe a lot.
I do.
And Joe is an amazing person.
He does good work out there.
He came to me after this show started, and there's a fantastic story that I'll tell at some point about getting on the air there. And it's a fun one to tell, too, because it was kind of so in your face. And Joe Weaver is instrumental in bringing me back to my hometown in Tampa, Florida. It was wonderful. Joe, thanks for those kind remarks. I appreciate it so much. I love you guys down there. AM 860, AM 930. You guys are home to me. I love you guys. Thanks for being here, and thanks for tuning in. And thanks to Joe Weaver and the great staff over at AM 860 and AM 930. So we've got something really fun here in the Carr Firearms Group studios. Patriot Mobile Command Center lit up for you. Sig Sauer Mike, X Insurance presenting it all. Greg, we have everybody on the phone?
Everybody's here.
This is a reunion. I don't even know how long it's been, but I'm going to start with my dear friend, George the Mad Ogre Hill, the OG himself, MadOgre.com. George, how the heck are you?
It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to hear your voice. It really, truly is. It really, truly is. And I think David Kodria is online with us as well. David, how the heck are you?
Mark, I'm doing wonderful. Got the screen doors open, got a nice Maduro cigar going, got two fingers of the good stuff, and life is good right now.
Well, I can't say I'm not in the same boat, David, so thank you for that. And boy, when was the last time you and George were on the mic together?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Ooh, but, it's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while. Last time we were talking about derechos.
Oh my gosh, it's been so many years ago. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, guess who else is on the line with us? Neil McCabe. Guys, Neil, welcome in. The OGs at the table for two more segments. Neil, I mean, welcome, brother. And it's our 15th year anniversary. I can't thank you guys enough for being here and taking time out of your schedules, which I know are very busy. Neil, welcome in. David, welcome in. George, welcome in. George, let me throw it to you quickly. I remember reaching out to you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it was back when Mad Ogre was at its peak, the MadOgre.com, right?
It was, and we were both writing. For Concealed Carry.
That's right.
Magazine. You were doing the Ordinary Guy column.
That's right.
And I was doing gun reviews, and out of the blue, you called me up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to do live radio?" And I'm like, thinking you're joking, sure.
That's exactly how it happened.
foot in my mouth. That's exactly how it happened. And here you are 15 years, brother. I am absolutely proud of the accomplishment in such a crowded market. You shouldered your way through, elbowed your way up to the top. So, and I am very proud to have been there with you for the first half up until late 2016, I think it was.
Yeah.
When my schedules became interrupted, but you carried that torch on. Absolute. You're Mel Gibson with the flag charging across the field in the Patriot.
I love
you, brother.
David Kodria, welcome in. You joined us. And honestly, David, if you can remember how the three of us came together, four of us came together, I would love to hear your perspective, and then we'll go to Neil. David, do you recall? I'm pulling a Biden. You know the thing. How did that transpire?
You know the thing.
You know, Mark, we've talked about this many times before, that I can't remember what I wrote about last week. Okay, it's just, there's so many things. I can't pull that file out. I remember the first time I met you was in 2010 at the Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And you were kind enough not to make fun of my battered hat, even though I probably deserve it, and I could feel that you were thinking it. But, you know, before we go too much further, Mark, you know, congratulations on 15 years. And thank you, okay, because not enough people say this to you. You're always thanking your guests. Thank you, Mark, because you are the engine that made this happen, and we just love and respect you so much. And I'm just not saying this because, you know, you pay me or anything, but the check is kind of late. So,
well, don't feel bad. Well, yeah, AWR Hawkins in the previous segment, I said, thank you so much, AWR. He goes, I just want the back pay. So I told him maybe there's a Traeger grill in it for him down the road. Maybe there's a Weber charcoal grill in your future. Neil McCabe. Your Venturi tubes. Neil McCabe, I maybe you can remember. You seem to have that wit. Yeah. The three of us got together and the round table formed in one evening on radio, and it became an absolute classic and a staple, which exists today with a different group, but you're in there, and George comes on from time to time. George, you've been on just a few months back, and of course David on The Daily Show, a regular staple. But I do you recall how the three of us or four of us got together and formed that round table and even came up with that name?
Well, I remember, I was the editor of Guns and Patriots newsletter, which was part of when I was at Human Events.
Yeah, it's
and
going
you
back.
Reached out to me. You reached out to me to come on to the show, and I would do some nights I would do 3 hours, and then just basically what would happen is we just started throwing stuff around. It probably had to do with Fast and Furious conversations that we were having, and just throwing stuff around there. I don't remember how it crystallized as the round table. That was pretty much. You sort of came up with that, and I'm just sort of visiting, right? I'm just a guest on your show, and we're just getting into it. But you had the vision, and you saw how things were sort of coming together, and it's been great. I'm just really grateful for all of the opportunity you've given me, Mark. The friendship you've given me. I've talked before about. Publicly and privately, obviously, my black market journalism career, and you've been through thick and thin with me, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of Armed American Radio, and also a shout out to all the knuckleheads on the Telegram group. That's where I play hooky during the commercials.
That's fantastic. George, let me throw it to you. It's a classic roundtable format. We just keep going around the table. And if I recall correctly, George, I think it just came out that this was kind of like a roundtable format. And I think that stuck. I think the description stuck at that point. And guys, you can thank me all you want. I couldn't do it without you.
It was a natural thing.
Yeah, it was. It just fit, didn't it? And then some of the things that you and I did afterwards over the years, our book, Grilling While Armed, is to me, it's my favorite work I've ever done. When I put pen to paper with you on that, without a doubt,
it was a lot of fun. And the book is still really good, and the book is still available on Amazon. And if you're listening to Armed American Radio's 15th anniversary, and you do not have a copy of Grilling While Armed, you're absolutely wrong. And the person I'm pointing at in my mind is Neil McCabe, who still goes out for ribs instead of grills them. And he needs the manual.
And I got to say this, guys, we need you to buy the book so I can pay these guys their back pay, for crying out loud, after all these years. Good heavens. But yeah, you know, and David, we had so much fun with you, and we're going to talk about some, you know, past Second Amendment issues and all that fun stuff coming up in the next segment with you guys. But David, we had so much fun with you. We used to say Neil would go out for ribs. Is that what it was, George?
That's what it was. That's what it was. We got David Kodrier grilling on gas, and he's worried about spiders in his Venturi tubes. Me and you are grilling on natural lump and charcoal and wood, and then Neil McCabe, he's just like, I'm going out for it.
I order my ribs.
He's a busy man.
I just found out about a week ago that brisket is beef. It's not a style of pork.
George.
I'm about to fall over sideways.
Thank goodness we're going to a break. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, if you're like Neil and you think the rib place that you're getting ribs from is a real barbecue place and it's in a strip mall and there's no smoke coming out of the top of that thing, you ain't getting ribs that are smoked like ours. Check out Armed American Radio and George's book, my book with George, Grilling While Armed. We'll be right back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
This is Cam Edwards from Bearing Arms, wishing my man Mark Walters congratulations on 15 years of Armed American Radio. Brother, that is a long time defending our Second Amendment rights, as well as entertaining folks from all across the country each and every week. Thank you so much for your activism, for your engagement, and all the work that you've done to help keep our right to keep and bear arms secure and strong.
Wow. Let me tell you, hearing congratulations and stuff like that from the people that you're hearing them from, these are legends, ladies and gentlemen, in their field. And Cam Edwards mentions from BearingArms.com, what he didn't mention is his many, many years at Cam & Company, which he still does, and NRA News. Cam just last year celebrated his 20th year, by the way. 20 years. So it is phenomenal to hear from these individuals. Thank you, Cam Edwards. I appreciate it very much. Known you for a long time. Remember the very first day we met. Very cool stuff. And Greg, I would be remiss if I didn't, before we go to the final segment here of the roundtable, I want to give a shout out to some people. As you know, Greg, a lot goes on behind the scenes to put these shows together. A lot.
Yeah.
You do a lot of work back there. You don't just sit there and wait for somebody to say something bad and hit a dump switch. Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg, and prior to Greg, I want to give a shout out to Shanto, who for 12 years with me did remarkable stuff and participated in the show with us, become great voices on the program. And Greg puts a tremendous amount of work into the program. And in the opening segment of the show, and the roundtable group will appreciate this because they've participated and heard you guys and watched you guys work behind the scenes. But how did we get on 35 stations right out of the box, right? I mean, in less than 2 months, we were on 35 stations. I want to give a shout out to Beth Moranville, who was working with Salem at the time, who took this show under her wing. And honest to God, from September to October and November, I believe she single-handedly put us on like 35 stations. And once that happened, it exploded from there. It just exploded from there. And she did remarkable work. And I want to give a shout out to Kelly and to Jim behind the scenes. Guys, these are people that you never hear from that continue to build this program. And I do want to point this out, Greg, as you well know. We've never once lost an affiliate because the content of this show sucks. Not one time.
No, that's correct.
Not one time. No one has ever said, I don't like the show. We are ranked top everywhere we are in every market, and we are from the number one market in New York all the way down the list of unranked markets across this country. And honestly, it's our unranked markets that bring us huge listening audiences in the smaller towns where people understand the right to bear arms. And guys, WRCN New York, you're listening out on Long Island, huge conservative base up there of gun owners. And the work that is put behind the scenes here by these amazing people is incredible. So thank each and every one of you for what you do day after day after day. Now, 780 straight shows without missing one. It's a remarkable record. George, David, Neil, welcome back in. Guys, let's look forward now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's look backwards first. Neil, I'll start with you. And guys, let's just be cognizant of the time. I want everybody to get a word in. Neil, I'll start with you. looking back 15 years, looking back to when you started with me on this show, which has been nearly 15 years ago, what changes have you seen between then and now in this fight? What stands out to you?
When we started, Mark, you know, we used to talk about the gold standard of gun rights was Vermont. And since then, you know, not only, you know, it's not, you know, constitutional carry is now the gold standard. And so, like, when I was covering Capitol Hill and when I was at Human Events, when I was first starting here, and, you know, obviously I was with the Guns and Patriots newsletter covering gun legislation and things, I remember, you know, this, like, dichotomy between, you know, people cared about the NRA peripherally, but I would have senators and congressmen, you know, that I'd be interviewing actually asking me before we started, what is the Gun Owners of America position on this? And so people who cared about guns understood that Gun Owners of America was, you know, the actual people who were working on the legislation and knew the details. And the NRA was kind of this thing that everybody knew and appreciated and depended on. And so I think the two big changes is that, you know, 15 years ago, people who really followed gun rights and gun rights legislation understood that the NRA was kind of an empty vessel and nobody really knew when that bubble was going to pop, which it did eventually and spectacularly. Yeah. And The second thing is that constitutional carry has become normal in so many states. I mean, you probably have the statistics on your head, but yeah, I don't know, 10, 15 states have pure constitutional carry. They just took it away in Maine, but it'll be back. And of course, you know, look, think about the fight you went through in Georgia.
Right.
And, you know, and then, you know, now it's like not even controversial.
It's part of the norm.
Those two I would say those two things, Mark.
I agree. George the Mad Ogre Hill, you are the blog father. And I want people to be reminded of this. You created the word blog. And let's be very clear about that. You had the first blog ever on the internet. You correct me if I'm wrong, George the Mad Ogre.
Well, it was. It started out when everybody was calling them homepages. I had a homepage,
right?
And I believe it was hosted by Hotbot, which was a subdivision of Wired Magazine. That was a long time ago, and my web blogging, hence where blog comes from. I was following in the footsteps of some other great so-called recreational or hobbyist journalists, and guys like Will Dobson of Geeks with Guns. And I was just simplifying it and talking more about guns than technology. And I was, you know, politically dabbling, but mostly it was about the hardware, looking at movies and identifying mm-hmm. guns in movies. And that launched the IMDb F or FD or whatever it is, the Internet Movie Firearms Database. And things just snowballed. You know, a lot of people had influences, but a lot, you know,
You became legendary. And I want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, that one of my favorite segments over the years was Stump the Ogre. I would throw a firearm at George. And he would actually know, and I was never able to stump you. Not one time you had a response, and I wish I had one ready for you today. I thought about it, but I thought, I'm not going to embarrass myself after all these years. David Kodria, your work, you and I have broken so many stories on this program over the years that the mainstream media would later Bigfoot the next day. And the work that you've done has been incredible, and what you've brought to Armed American Radio has been huge, my friend. This show and you were instrumental in Fast and Furious. We have 30 seconds, and I'll give you the last word.
I think the biggest change that I've seen since we began, and I started in the mid-90s with GunTruths.com. When I started my blog, The War on Guns, in 2005, I was fighting mostly with other gun owners who were
right.
too pragmatic, and they were against us SNBIers, the shall not be infringers. We were too radical. Now that conversation has changed. Everybody seems to be where we were, and that's great.
At that time, a step ahead, ladies and gentlemen. This is the original OG Roundtable. Neil McCabe, George Hill, David Kodria. Neil will be back in the Roundtable in the third hour. George, I love you to death. Please, don't be a stranger. David, we'll talk to you this week coming up on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. God bless each and every one of you for everything you've given to this show. We'll be back right after this with John Lott.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Mark Cox here from 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. Mark Walters, congratulations, brother, on 15 years. That's fantastic. I hope listeners appreciate just how difficult that is. We need more great Americans just like you fighting for our Second Amendment rights. Keep up the great work.
Wow. Mark Cox, 97.1 FM. Greg, as you know, that's a huge morning show in St. Louis.
Yes, it is.
And Mark has had me on the program for many years on 2A Tuesday, and he and I have become very close friends. He has turned to Armed American News and this program for sources of conversations on his show, and we've participated on his show for many years. Mark Cox, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, I love you like a brother. Thank you so much for those incredibly kind words. It means an awful lot. And, Greg, one thing I want to point out before we go to John, you know, I mentioned Beth Moranville in the previous segment as a person who was instrumental a long time ago in bringing this show to a lot of listeners. You know, one of the things as a talk radio host, Greg, as you know, is you like to talk, right?
Yeah.
And when you're talking to a lot of people, I had her husband, Doc, is a consultant within the industry in broadcasting, and he was mentoring me and coaching me, and he says, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to remember that you're not talking to a huge audience as you continue to grow these stations. You're talking to one listener at a time. You're listening. That one listener is hearing that conversation with you. And he was the one that told me, put a photograph that your child drew of a stick person up in front of the microphone and put one person underneath it. And that was really, it made a huge difference to me as a host on the air. And I want to give Doc a shout out because I know Doc is tuned in today. Thank you, Doc, for the work that you put in. A lot goes into this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go now to Dr. John Lott. John, welcome to the program, my friend. You've been a participant on the show for many, many years. We're celebrating our 15th year. I've lost count of how many years it's been, so I'm going to kind of reminisce with you and go back. You and I spoke at a number of events together. We were on the Stossel show together many years ago at Fox News, and prior to that, we spoke at a rally. And I just have kind of lost count. I count on your friendship. I count on the work that you do. So let me just welcome you to the program and say thank you for your help over all of these many years. It means so much to me and means so much to listeners. Thank you and welcome, John.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. This is an amazing accomplishment, 15 years. I mean, I guess I didn't even know I've known you that long, but who knows?
That's how time flies, right?
I knew each other. I mean, who knows? It's not like I have tried to go and count the years as they've gone by. So, I don't know. Who knew 15 years had gone by or more than that?
I know. It's absolutely crazy. And when I look back on it and I think I have photographs of you playing games with my children in my living room floor when they were toddlers. And, of course, they're 19 and 21 now. And, I mean, we go back a long ways. And it means so much to me. And I know how much it means to listeners to bring your voice to this program. So I do thank you and appreciate it very much. Let me ask you the same question as we sit here and reminisce over 15 years that I've asked my other listeners, or excuse me, my other guests. And that is, over these 15 years, John, and let's just focus on these 15. We can go back further because you've been doing it much longer than that. But in the 15 years that Armed American Radio has been on, Obama was president. Remember when he was inaugurated? We went on the air in April, four months after he was inaugurated. We were putting the show together back only 6 months after the Heller decision was decided. And when we look back at the Heller decision and move forward from that, is there anything that jumps into your mind over all of these years that stands out to you more than anything else in this ongoing vicious battle for our right to keep and bear arms, more so than maybe anything else?
You know, I've probably been on so many times, I have no clue all the stuff that we've talked about. I mean, I can't.
We've covered it all.
I mean, obviously there have been huge changes that have occurred in the last 15 years. You know, I hope overall for the better, but, you know, it's only because of shows like yours, which go and educate people, that we can have some of the victories that we have on this stuff to try to make sure that people are safe, you know, that they're able to go and protect themselves and their families. And, you know.
Go ahead, please finish.
No, I mean, it's been, and a lot of these fights have been very close. So, you know, who knows where we would have been if it wasn't for somebody like you being out there.
Oh, man, that means a lot coming from you. Believe me, it's very humbling because I remember, ladies and gentlemen, I actually read the books of the people that come on the program. And I remember reading More Guns, Less Crime the first time and then the other editions. And my first one is, it's almost like a textbook, John. I have it highlighted. I have things in it. And it's a very in-depth read. Let's be honest. There's a lot there. You cover an awful lot of in-depth stuff as an economist. And I remember being in awe of you when I met you, because I had read the work that you had done and I had seen you on television many other times, and to actually be working with you over the years is, like I said, it's been a very humbling experience. When I look at, you know, like the Heller decision in 08, and then a very short 2 years later, McDonald, which incorporated the Second Amendment a step further than Heller to the states. And now I look at Bruin, Gottlieb, Hawkins, the rest are talking about how we are, in fact, winning this fight. We don't get that from the media, but I would submit that because the media doesn't tell us that we're winning this fight, we actually are winning the fight. Do you feel that way? Overall.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, surely there have been some significant legal victories that have occurred, but and maybe that's what they focus on. I mean, but I look at things that the Biden administration's doing, and, you know, by the end of this year, you're going to have like 70% of the circuit and district court judges are going to be Democrats. You know, by the end of the next term, you're going to have presidential term. You're going to have Thomas is going to be 80. Alito's going to be 78.
Yeah.
You lose one or both of those guys, you have a very different Supreme Court. You know, and I have no doubt that the Democrats on the Supreme Court would quickly reverse those decisions. I mean, they don't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone individual right to self-defense with a gun. They would ignore those cases. Just as you had Roe v. Wade, it took 50 years for it to be overturned. I have no doubt that whenever the Democrats get control of the Supreme Court, they will reverse things like the Heller and McDonald decisions.
That's pretty frightening to hear. Let me ask you this, just from the essence of time. What got you started in this research? What was the impetus? What made you want to look at this to begin with that began all of your phenomenal work?
Oh, I mean, it was just by accident. I had done a lot of work on crime, but I hadn't been interested in the issue of guns. I'd never really had much interest in guns. I probably was kind of in the middle of the spectrum politically on the issue. And I was teaching a class at Wharton, and I made the mistake of telling some students that we were ahead in the syllabus. And so I had a couple students come up to me after class and said they knew that it wasn't exactly on topic for what we're doing, but if we were ahead in the syllabus, we had the extra time, would I mind giving a lecture on gun control? And I said, well, you know, I guess I could do that. It's going to force me to kind of look through the literature more. I'd looked at some papers on gun control, and they were poorly done, but I just assumed that there were other better done papers out there. And I looked through it, and there were not better papers at the time out there. And when you're an academic, one of the reasons why you do it is you think you can do a better job. You know, about 95% of what I had done up to that point was kind of new ideas that nobody had thought of before. So it wasn't something that I was, it wasn't the type of stuff I would normally get into. But I almost didn't finish it because it didn't seem that interesting at the time. Ended up doing it. And anyway,
and the rest is history. That's the rest is history, ladies and gentlemen. John, I've got to move. I wish I had more time with you, but that's okay. We'll bring you back next week. We always do. Dr. John Lott, phenomenal work. I appreciate your friendship, your mentorship over all of these years. Thank you for the role that you have played in bringing Armed American Radio to the nation. We'll be back with Ryan Petty, who represents the future. We'll be right back. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Ah, yes, welcome back indeed. Armed American Radio's 15th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the Carr Firearms Group studios with me, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in front of this very powerful Sig Sauer microphone. Powerful why? Because we're on hundreds of radio stations across the nation right now. Hundreds. That's plural. Hundreds. And God bless each and every one of them, and God bless each and every one of you for tuning in. I will get a little business out of the way right now and say please support all of our partners that make this possible for another 15 years. Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center is fired up. X Insurance presents it all. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, and Mark, we've got one more voiced little return for us for celebrating the 15th anniversary. If you'd like to hear it.
I would like to hear it. Let's hear it.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike from Arms Room Radio. I want to congratulate my oldest friend, Mark Walters, as the voice of freedom for 15 years at Armed American Radio. Seriously, he's my oldest friend. I don't know how he does it at his age. He's a medical miracle. Keep up the great work, Mark, and here's to 15 more great years.
My oldest friend, he's not referring to how long we've been friends.
Exactly.
He's referring to me being older than him. Mike, here's what I've got to tell you, because I know you're probably tuned in right now. God bless you. You're right behind me, brother. And I don't look my age. I'm just saying. Welcome back. Ryan Petty, welcome to the program, my friend. How the heck are you?
Mark, I'm doing well. Congratulations on 15 years. Fantastic.
Can you believe it? It's amazing. And I want to point some stuff out. You and I have known each other now for a while. And I hate the circumstances under which we had to meet and under the things that we have to talk about. But I want to throw this out to you now as we go forward into another 15 years, and we are going forward into another 15 years, is that you represent the future of this program. And I want to thank you on behalf of my listeners across the country, millions of them, for what you're doing for the right to bear arms. And I'm honored and proud to be able to be in a position to provide you this voice, this microphone, to help you get your word out. Because unfortunately, as you well know, the mainstream media will not do it. And thank you, Ryan, for what you're doing on behalf of myself and my listeners. It's all I can do. It's heartfelt. It's really, I don't have the words. That's about as best I can do. I hope you understand.
Well, I do, Mark, and I'm proud. First of all, first and foremost, I'm proud to call you a friend. We met, I think it was 3 years ago at SHOT Show. We had a common friend that introduced us. I did the radio program there live from the show with you that first time. And
that's right.
And I think, you know, what I've come to realize over the past 6 years is how important it is for those of us that have that are, quote unquote, victims of gun violence or survivors of gun violence or however you want to position us or call us, whatever name, that we're not this homogenous group of gun grabbers, right? And it was very important for me to honor my daughter Elena, who one of her favorite things to do with dad was to go shooting,
right?
That my name, and more importantly her name, not be used to further restrict the freedoms and liberties that we have as Americans. And so you've given me an opportunity. You lended me your microphone on a number of occasions to be able to get the word out and get the message out. And hopefully, Mark, together we've changed some hearts and minds, and pointed people in the direction of liberty and freedom and returning America to its ideals.
We have, and you have, and I know that because I've heard from listeners who have told me that. And to hear that, honestly, Ryan, as you well know, because you hear it yourself, but it's very humbling. It's incredibly humbling. And, of course, you and I have talked with Andrew Pollack before. And I believe both of you were on the show together one time, if I'm not mistaken, over the years.
I think we were back some time ago, yeah.
Yeah, and to have your voices on the airwaves is incredible. So over all this time, I'm going to ask you the same question that I'm asking all of my guests today, because it's been so long. And with you, I'll ask you from Parkland forward. What's changed? What do you see changing as we move into the next 15 years from that horrific day?
Yeah, for me, what changed was I had an appreciation for the freedoms and prosperity and what it was to be an American. I've lived outside the United States for a number of years. I recognized, I think, Mark, economically, how privileged we are. But what I didn't understand was that economic prosperity and freedom, the underpinning of that is the freedoms and liberties that we've been given by our Constitution, by having this constitutional republic, the form of government that we have. And my appreciation for and understanding that we need to keep that strong foundation, or the rest of it is going to go away. And unfortunately, what I've seen, 6 years ago was a wake-up call for me, both from the point of view of protecting my family, doing a better job as a father, protect my kids from the dangers of the world, but also to be that voice to say, hey, we've gone way too far, in my view, to the left. And we are on the precipice, I think, of losing those freedoms and those liberties, the things that make America what it is, the things that give us the opportunity for you and me to get on the, get on the mic together and talk about America and what it means to us and what a blessing it has been. We're on the precipice of losing that. I don't think I realized until 6 years ago, Mark, how close we are coming to losing those freedoms. And I want to be one that stands up and shouts it from the rooftops. We need to wake up as a country. We've got to get back to our core principles. And your voice is one that is, as you say, one of the loudest voices talking about one of the most fundamental freedoms that protects all of our rights, I should say, that protects all of those freedoms. And without voices like yours, we were sliding. I fear we were sliding like an avalanche down the mountain.
It means a lot to me to hear you say that. And I'll tell you why, because to me, I would argue it's your voice. And I'm just honored and proud to be in a position to be able to provide the microphone to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan and I talk off air a lot. We are good friends. We don't just talk to each other on the air. And Ryan, as you know, and I'll tell you this with the last 30 seconds, whenever you need this microphone, you have it. And I know you know that. And thank you for everything that you've done through some horrific circumstances that you've had to go through, that you are here. And ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Petty represents the future of this program moving forward. I can promise you that. You will hear a lot from Ryan on this broadcast as we move into the next 15 years. Ryan, thank you for everything that you do for the right to keep and bear arms, because you are absolutely correct, my friend. We are on the precipice of losing everything in this country, and it's voices like yours that are going to make the difference, and I'm proud to be able to offer you a microphone to be able to get that out there, because the mainstream media will not do it. Ladies and gentlemen, a big shout out, by the way, to Susie Wilkiewicz, my first super fan out there many, many years ago. Susie, I know you're tuned in as well. Thank you for your support over all of these years. We will be back in 6 minutes with a classic current Armed American Radio Roundtable. Don't go away. We'll be back, I promise you.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.